Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, good morning to you on this Monday morning. I'm Bob Flott. We're live in local studio, and that's all for Roadblocks for today. But remember, from your men and women in range control and your men and women at in the law enforcement agencies around the area, please buckle up, please drive safely, and please watch the posted speed limits. And that's what Danielle Rondelet does every time she's on the road. Am I correct, Danielle?
Yeehaw! Absolutely. And I was going to say,
yes.
I was enjoying that song, that Texan song there.
Now, can I mention something about Brooks and Dunn?
Go ahead. I'm watching you real closely.
One of my favorite groups.
Okay.
We saw them several years ago down at the Pan Am Center.
Right.
In the early days of my life in Alamogordo and everything else. They broke up for a while, went their separate ways.
Correct.
And now they're back together again.
Yes, and they're coming back through the area. So,
yes.
And they will be in Albuquerque next month.
I know. We can't make it up for that or anything else because there's a lot of this, so many things going on in everything. Uh-huh. But boy, if folks have a chance, take them in.
Yes. It's nice to get out and celebrate, enjoy outdoor theater, you know, and just enjoy the weather and summertime and just, you know, have a good time and listen to some great music, some
but
classics.
We've got other things, Danielle, we're going to be doing that weekend.
Oh, it's going to be a busy
weekend.
I'll
tell you what, it's stacking up.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you haven't heard all the commercials about the Liberty Air Show, we're like 30 days away.
Yes.
The countdown is beginning, you know. And if you're interested, if you're a vendor and you want to set up a booth or anything like that, you need to contact the folks over at Holloman because they're going to have a huge shindig out there and they're expecting a large group of people. I mean, they're even starting, you know, to get some of the tents up and, you know, figuring out all those logistics.
Yes.
So they're going to do a beautiful job where you can actually rent a chalet and have all the comforts of home
and
right
have
there.
Beverages there and food.
Exactly. Oh. And have the whole setup right in your own private backyard at Holloman Air Force Base.
Right. Well, we're going to be set up out there live and local, as you already know, and everything. But out of all the remotes that Mike and I do every year throughout the area, I really think for me and possibly for Mike, because he talks about it a lot, is the air show when it's available at Holloman Air Force Base. It's just a fun event to attend.
Exactly. And we have all these folks from Cruces, you know, El Paso and the surrounding areas coming out and taking part in the festivities. And it really kind of showcases our town.
Yeah.
You know, it really kind of gets people enthusiastic and community pride. And, you know, that's what's also, I find wonderful. And then the fact that at Holloman, gates are going to be open and you're welcome to come and check out the aircraft, you know, that are there, you know, for everybody to enjoy and see, and then to see these amazing pilots just take off and do these maneuvers that are just phenomenal. Hey, great, you know, it'll be a wonderful entertainment for all.
And it's all free.
Well, yeah. Not bad at all. You know, what more can you ask for? And then you're going to have all these wonderful food trucks out there and, you know, beverages. So it's going to be a great time.
Now, Danielle Rondelet, are there other events tied in with this in our community that our community can, you know,
exactly.
can go out and attend?
There's going to be a lot more. As a matter of fact, the day before on Saturday, the Blue Angels will be out there at Washington Park. Now, this is another free event for the community. Thunderbirds. What did I say?
Blue Angels.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oops.
You got Navy on your mind.
I know. It's stuck there. Well, it's Monday morning, right?
I know.
And I love the way, and Bob's whispering, and of course I'm like, what? What? Okay, yes. They will be out there to meet and greet with the public. And I mean, anybody with kids, I would suggest you come out and enjoy. The food trucks are going to be busy that weekend, period.
Yes, no doubt.
But they'll be over there at Washington Park. There'll be a meet and greet. It's going to be free to the public. So there's going to be some wonderful festivities on Saturday night. And then on Sunday all day is the air show itself. And then the most exciting thing is that on Monday, the Altus Award will be making its arrival here and calling Alamogordo home for the next year.
Plus, at the awards time next year, we'll get it again.
Oh, we're working on that.
Shelley Bailey's got that under control, right?
Yes, she's. We are working in tandem together. We got this thing covered. But yes, we have two people: Colonel Robinson coming in from San Antonio, and then we also have the father of the award. That is Dr. Joe Leverett. He will be bringing the trophy in and will be presenting it to the city. The mayor will be receiving it, and it will have its permanent home over there at City Hall.
Yeah. And when is that event?
That is going to be on Monday, June the 3rd. June the 3rd, everybody. The Altus Award is making its arrival. I didn't realize this has been for 10 years now, this award has been in existence.
It's our first time to receive it.
This is our first time to receive it. You know, they basically look at all of the different, it's an opportunity for all of the AETC Air Force bases or tenants to submit an application to present a portfolio of all the activities that they've done together between the community and the Air Force base, receive, you know, whatever letters of recommendation and so forth. But you basically are creating this manuscript of, you know, what has historically happened over the course of the year, you know, and talks about what the community has done to help the Air Force base with regards to the mission and or just the mission readiness for the families. You know, what have we done to really welcome them, help with their transition, just make them feel at home. And we were fortunate enough. This was our third try, and we won unanimously because they have a panel of six retired colonels that will review the materials and check it all out and basically be the judges.
Right.
And they all agreed that Alamogordo was the number one in terms of, you know, of like I said, family readiness, mission readiness, in terms of the partnership that we have with them.
And I think if anyone has been in Alamogordo a while have some knowledge on the relationships between Holloman Air Force Base and the city of Alamogordo, they certainly can understand why we have received that award.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've done a lot of things regarding working with the Holloman, and a lot of this is through the Chamber of Commerce and Mingate United. So, you know, we work closely, like in my particular position, with the community side. I work along with the spouses and assisting in terms of just activities for family, you know, based activities here in our community, you know, introducing them to our special, unique, it's like the Flickinger, you know, you've like coming up on this May 3rd, as a matter of fact, is the Beauty of the Beast, you know,
right,
where our children music theater. I mean, you see the town, it's small, but you don't realize all of the different entities and all the activities that we have here in our community. I mean, the productions that the kids put on are phenomenal. And I'm excited to see that come to, you know, fruition and check that show out. So yeah. FYI, this coming weekend, Beauty and the Beast, shout out. So, you know, get your tickets.
You'll be there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's going to be Friday's the opening night, but you know, they do such a phenomenal job. It's amazing. But you know, those are things when you come into a town and you're only here for a short period of time and you're unpacking, getting the kids situated. So what do you do? What's fun? You know, and it's in the middle of the summer. So that's what we try to do, like help them in terms of facilitating where, you know, what camps are available in town, what activities, you know, their kids might be, you know, ready to get engaged in. Just what we have to offer. And there's so much, but it can be overwhelming when you're making these transitions, you know, moving from one place to the other.
Yeah. Alamogordo is a busy area. You know, and the month of May is normally dedicated to high schools, school, the APS,
school. Yes,
Cloudcroft, Tutorosa, Mescalero, and all those schools around the area. But along with that is there's so many good things going on within the Alamogordo Public School System as well.
Correct.
Got the graduation coming up, Dare Day coming up. And these are all good things, which really kind of highlight, I think, for the most part, our month of May activities.
Exactly. I mean, you had so many graduations, and, you know, prom was just a couple of weeks back.
Right. Were you there?
No, I was not there.
I thought you graduated out of high school this past year.
Yeah, well, in my dreams only. And truthfully, I don't know if I want to go back.
I'm happy where I am today.
Exactly. I'm comfortable in my own skin here.
Right.
But it's a lot of changes going on right now, whether your kids are starting school, transitioning from one grade to the next. Now, this is a big step for these young people, whether college is their way,
right,
pathway, or a trade school. But, what are we going to do this summer? Of course, they're going to have to squeeze in a little bit of fun. And yeah, I'm sure that first weekend in June is going to be where you'll see a lot of these folks enjoying themselves.
Oh, no doubt about it.
So
we will be a part of it.
Exactly. I mean, we're going to paint up this town red, white, and blue. Right. I mean, you're going to think it was the 4th of July in June.
Talking about painting the town, mm-hmm, Thrive in Southern New Mexico,
yeah,
has a Color Fest coming up.
Yeah, Color Fest Run.
Yes, Run.
That will be so much fun. That's going to be over here at Griggs Park.
Yes, Griggs.
And it's on the May 18th,
I think.
Yes, I believe so. And I think they were still having some registration last week when I spoke to you, but I think it might have closed now. But that's coming up, and that's going to be a blast. I just think the idea of a color
run. May the 18th.
It will be
Armed Forces Day.
There you go. So what a better way to get outside, enjoy the good weather. I mean, it's still, I can't believe, I mean, Saturday wasn't too pretty, but the Sunday made up for it.
Yes.
Didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yesterday was a gorgeous day. I was inside working.
Oh, Bob, what's wrong with you?
Well, I had some catch-up I needed to get done.
Uh-huh.
And I had a couple of new people moving into town.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I always like that when some folks are coming into town. So it's amazing. Again, like I said, the summer, I mean, I think a lot of people make those moves. Kids are out of school.
Yes.
They'll decide to make that change. And then, we're going to have some changes at Holloman here coming soon. So we got some new people. I mean, I've never seen so many different license plates out and about, So
I know.
It's kind of a fun feeling to see where these folks are coming in from,
If you want to see the impact on Holloman Air Force Base, go to any apartment complex in Alamogordo. We go over to the Hunter's Ridge quite a bit because the hospital has 7 units over there. And you look at the license plates, they're from all around.
All around. Nobody's.
I think all 50 states are represented.
I know. And in some areas throughout the world.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Because I've a couple of the Holloman spouses, ladies that I've become friends with, have departed. And it was kind of sad to see them go. But, right. It is what it is. And did you purple up last week on Thursday? I have you thinking here. It was purple up day.
No, I did not. But what I was going to do, I was going to dye my hair purple,
mm-hmm,
but I couldn't find the dye. So I
thought you were going to tell me you couldn't find your hair.
Well, most of it I could. Yeah, it was windy. I think there's my toupee. It's over there in the garbage.
At least it didn't blow off to Mexico.
Right, exactly, yeah. No, it blew off to Oklahoma.
Okay, or Oklahoma, it's a magic carpet, huh? Sorry. No, Bob has a full head of hair, by the way, okay?
Yeah, right. But I did miss it.
Yeah, that was a good day.
Yes,
that was a good day. Yeah. And,
I saw a lot of purple.
Yes, it was. And it was just nice. And I know it's going to get bigger and better. And we're just really, wanting to emphasize the importance of these kids, the
right
sacrifices they do make. I mean, as a matter of fact, that was a conversation I had with my husband. It's like every 2 years you have to pack up and move and start all over again. And as an adult, it's difficult. But as a child who doesn't understand all these things, the challenges can be overwhelming and pressure along with that, too. And
then once the child gets to that new location for their life, they meet new friends in school, the new neighbors, and they say, wow, I like this move we made.
Right. Exactly right. And that's what we try to do at Mingate, is just find those activities and just offer them that channel so they can really explore and engage and really come to love this community as much as we do, you know?
You betcha.
And see all the things that we do have to offer, you know?
And Danielle knows what she's talking about because she's on the board for Main Gate and the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. And Danielle, Main Gate's purpose is to
work towards, help with the mission of Holloman to facilitate.
Right.
And we have taken on the Five for Thrive, which is, again, the important things for anybody in the military, how to transition from one location to the other,
right,
and give them, like I said, that, you know, personal family readiness that they are seeking. And that can incorporate from the housing, education, schools, personal activities that you have in the community, from healthcare. So there's a vast number of things that are important that really will help and, you know, make that transition smoother for them. And it will lessen the burden in their minds of what they have to encounter,
right,
when they make those changes in their life.
Sometimes you think about, is it better for a child to be moved during the summertime when there's no school, or is it better to be moved, it depends on the military, of course,
mm-hmm,
during the school year where they get to the new location, they're back to class, and automatically they have new friends?
Yeah, well, I love the way you said automatic have new friends.
Yeah, maybe not automatically, but the chance is there. The,
yes,
opportunity,
exactly,
is there.
No, but I do love the symbol for the military child, the dandelion. I love the ideology behind it. Wherever they are, they will thrive and they will grow.
Yes, they will.
And it's so very true. And, you know, I think overall, it takes a unique individual. And a lot of these people that are in the Air Force now come from a military family. I mean, this is...
Yes, they do.
It's part of their DNA. They're,
yep,
used to it. And, you know, anybody who will marry into this, it's a different lifestyle. And it's, you know, something to... It's not for everybody.
Yep.
But I appreciate those that do this and, yep, make that sacrifice.
Well, you know, when I accepted broadcasting as a career, started studying broadcasting in Detroit, I knew from listening to the radio way back then that you're going to work holidays.
Yes.
You're going to work your birthday.
And you're going to work nights.
You're going to work nights. You're going to have emergencies where you might be working all night long.
Yes, and or your schedule will change completely.
Exactly.
So
you go into that career with the knowledge that, you know, I may not get my birthday off every year.
Mm-hmm.
I may have to work on a holiday, Christmas holiday.
Correct.
And back when I was young and single, I just volunteered with the companies I worked for. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll work Christmas so all the married guys can be home with their families.
Families, yeah.
But on New Year's, I won't be working.
So you're a New Year's guy, huh?
Yeah, they said, okay, Bob, you got a deal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we work long shifts on those days. But that's the way it worked out.
Yes.
And that's the way I wanted it to work out.
Exactly. And so, you know, like I said, Main Gate United, it's a great organization. We do a lot of wonderful things for the community. And I say the community in the sense that we bring awareness and bring them to, you know, different venues or activities to the forefront. And we just kind of partner up with Holloman so that they can take advantage of these. And like I said, just bring awareness and exposure to what we have to offer. And then on the other flip side, you know, on the education side, they're working towards putting together a charter school. So they've done, you know, they're setting up the application. And it's going to be a STEM school. But, you know, it just gives more options. And, you know, just... competition's a good thing, but it just offers more options for the community. And, you know, for those that want to have a real strong focus in the science, engineering, technology field, this will be that application that you can, you know, really dig deep into and, you know, take advantage of. So they're working on that aspect. And that's a lot of work that they got on their plate right now.
And I know the lady that's doing that work on the plate.
Yes.
And it's a full-time job plus.
It is. And so, you know, Main Gate United, we meet once a month. We have different committees. So we have the Mission Committee, Education, Community. And for the most part, we're looking for more folks to get involved. And, you know, what's nice... is everybody has a different insight, and it's a way for all of us to work together for the common good.
Right.
So, you know, we meet once a month. It's always the first Tuesday of the month. Like, the next meeting will be on Tuesday, May the 7th, and we're going to be over at the 19th hole, and we meet at noon. We have changed our, I was going to say, the fees for Main Gate United. They have gone down. Yeah. And for businesses, we are actually allowing you to bring two people or four people on board to main gate. So it's, again, trying to get more engagement and more folks to help out. Because if we all work together, it's less of a burden on one individual.
You bet it is.
So, and again, it just really makes an event successful.
Yeah. So the charter school could be about, what, a year and a half off?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're working on getting the application that will have to be done within the next 30 days. And then hopefully, you know, apply for some grants. And they have identified a location already for the school.
Right.
So that's great news as well. So it's all working together. But, you know, I just really encourage anybody who's interested, you know, come out and just come to the general meeting and listen to the what we have to. We have wonderful speakers. As a matter of fact, this upcoming meeting, we're going to have the commander from Bear Base talk. And he's going to give us some updates because they're expanding out there.
Yes.
So it's nice to know what's happening because, again, you know, you got the, you know, we have all these folks out there behind the base, behind those gates. And, you know, it's like, what's happening? What's going on?
Exactly.
This is the way to get that kind of communication. And you know what you're getting are the facts.
Yeah.
It's the truth, you know, where it's not speculation. So
I was fortunate to be honorary commander for the Bear Base for several years and everything, got out there a lot. And I was just so impressed how they could set up a complete village.
I know.
In
a short period of
whatsoever.
Time.
Establish runways for jets to land.
Yes.
And everything they can do.
Absolutely. I mean, because when we had the Afghan refugees.
Exactly.
I mean, that was a full demonstration of what they were capable of doing and putting together.
Right.
And they turned it around. I mean, they were here for a period of time, but I never knew that, you know. But they had a lot of work that they were managing over there while they had that transition take place.
Well, they had all their own facilities over there.
Absolutely.
They had a community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then here in the next hour, you're going to hear about a whole community that was there 82,000 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
preserved and buried underground. But no, right. it's amazing what they can do. I mean, I didn't realize. And actually, Bear Base is a visitor. I mean, it's a tenant
right
on Holloman, you know. But I mean, you got to have them. And they could create a hospital if they needed to. So,
they're ready to go. Like you said, a community in itself.
Exactly.
They can do that.
But that's what's nice about Main Gate, because we can find out what's happening and, you know, we can stay that, maintain the partnership and stay engaged.
Exactly. So if people are interested in, hey, I like what Danielle's talking about, maybe I should join Main Gate.
Correct.
They can do it, right?
Come to a meeting. Come check it out.
And that meeting is on May the 7th. Right.
First Tuesday of every month. They only last an hour. It's great because you can sit down. You'll probably know some folks, have lunch, hear a great presentation, hear what we're doing in all of our different committees because we give an update.
Right.
And then we have our, you know, individual meetings. You know, if there's something that interests you, you can volunteer and be a member. You know, and have some fun along the way and really kind of make impact. For me, it's like making an impact. So this last month, which is we're still in April, but, you know, month of the military child, we basically was the scrap arts. We gave out tickets to the kids to come out and enjoy a performance at the Flickinger Theater on behalf of Main Gate United. So they had a great time, you know, at least they were able to get out, be celebrated, acknowledged, and have some fun and, you know, explore and the Flickinger, you know, theater and its history and just have a good time.
Yeah. Now, if you think this lady's busy, you have not heard it all yet. Danielle Rondelet is also a member of the board of the Alamogordo Chamber of Commerce. And Danielle, we're about out of time this morning.
Oh, okay.
But quickly recap, we've got new members joining the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, our membership is like up to, I was going to say, what did I tell you earlier?
About 450 or something like that.
When I asked Jared last week, I think he said 467.
Yeah.
Our membership keeps on growing.
Yes.
Because we're making a difference here and we're working together. Even, for example, this Altus celebration that we're going to have on that Monday, you know, when the a trophy arrives. It's going to, you know, we're working together to just really make it a festive day as we bring this award home for the year.
Right.
And really celebrate all of those, like Shelley, for all of her hard work working with us. Just, you know, celebrate what we accomplished last year.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, just looking back in the rearview mirror, you know, and just kind of reflecting what we did and just imagining what more we can do.
You bet.
You know, there's always room for improvement and, you know, making a bigger impact for these folks. So.
Any final comments from Danielle Rondelet on this Monday?
On this Monday, I just suggest, you know, if you're thinking of something fun to do, consider joining us for the Color Fun Run that's coming up in May. And then keep your weekend, that first weekend of June, open. I mean, we're going to be air show. We're going to have a meet and greet at Washington Park. And then we'll have the Altus Trophy being presented to the mayor at City Hall. So keep that all in mind. We have a great... And then we'll have Memorial Weekend. That's my official start of summer.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's my book. Official start of summer is Memorial Weekend. So we have that coming around. And it's going to be a great summer season.
We're looking forward to it. A lot of activities going on all around the area.
Absolutely.
Danielle Rondelet, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.
Like always.
Likewise.
I'll see you around town for sure.
I know I'm going to see you.
Yes.
I got my eye on you.
This is Town Talk on a Monday morning.
Good morning. Good week. Have a wonderful day, guys.
All right. Thank you, Danielle.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.